So the 9:30 wants to be more of a family mass, so I'm going to try to focus towards the kids. I'll admit it's not my strength. I like theory and ideas, but we're going to try to make it reach the kids and the adults, right? So you can let me know afterwards. Give me a scale of 1 to 10 if I pulled it off. So kids, have you ever noticed something? This is funny. When you're little, you know you need help. But when we grow up, we start thinking, I can do this all by myself, right? In fact, part of feeling big and an adult is when you can start to do it by yourself and not need any help. Today's gospel is all about thirst, right? Not just water thirst, like when we're thirsty after playing, but heart thirst, adult-type thirst, right? When you're in school, you will learn there's three basic things that human beings need. This is the idea part for the adults, right? We need to eat, to drink, and protection. In fact, when you're out in the woods or if you got dropped off on an island and you needed to survive, what do they say? The first three things you need? Food, water, and protection, right? Basic human needs. Thirst. Drinking is one of them. We need to eat, and we need to get help when we're kids to eat, right? When you were a baby, your mom fed you. Even still, she feeds you. First, you learn to use a spoon. Maybe even the process of learning is really messy. You throw your food on the floor. Then you learn to eat healthy foods, hopefully. And little by little, you learn to eat for yourself. And someday, maybe you'll learn to be a chef and feed other people. And then when we get old, somebody starts feeding us again, right? Adults, we know how to feed our bodies, right? We're like, we're big now. We can go to the store, we can buy, we can come home, we can prepare it. But we're still little kids when it comes to feeding our hearts. We still need an adult in the room to feed our hearts. God is the one who can feed our hearts with his spiritual food and spiritual drink through the Eucharist, right? Through a church who's our mother, who knows what we need, knows what a healthy diet looks like, and feeds us spiritual food and drink and truth, right? Protection, right? As little kids, we need protected, right? First, our parents, when mom's pregnant with us, they build a little nursery, right? They decorate it. First kid, it's like a big production. Then like by the fourth, you're like, where is that in the attic? And you drag it out a day ahead of time, right? It's a big deal building, making the nursery, then the kids' room, right? Then you get your own bed. And then someday you're gonna get your own place, maybe a dorm in a university, your parents move you in. They're protecting you, giving you a space. Then someday you'll get an apartment maybe, and then you'll have your own home and you'll host your parents, right? And then someday they're gonna move us into a small apartment once again, and then a room, and then it's the way it goes, right? We all need protection and cover, right? And as adults, we can lock the doors, we can buy a nice house, we can set up fences and walls, but ultimately we can't protect ourselves from what we most fear. Loneliness, sin, death, right? All those basic human needs are also basic spiritual needs. Food, drink, protection. And God is the one who can provide those for us. That's what's going on with the woman at the well. She keeps coming back to the well for water. Every day she's thirsty. She's got to provide maybe for herself. Maybe she has kids at home, we're not sure. But Jesus knows she's not just thirsty for the water from the well. Her heart is thirsty for love. And she's come searching for that 5 times. And even the 6th one she's on, it's not going great. It's not even right. You won't commit. Finally, she meets a 7th. He can give me what I'm looking for. And she discovers, wow, he can give me that source that never runs dry. He can feed me, satisfy me, forever. Imagine kids if, or imagine adults too, you never had to go shopping. There was always food in the fridge. Never had to go to Whole Foods or supermarkets. Just like, there it is every day. It's just full. Just what I want. Imagine if every meal your parents cooked for you, just what your favorite food is, instead of things you don't like but are good for you. That's what the Lord provides for the heart of all of us, especially us adults. Kids, you let your parents help you because you know you can't do it alone. Adults, sometimes we forget that we're still children. Right? Jesus invites us to become like them. We think we can satisfy every need if we just work harder, if we're just a little smarter, if we just protect ourselves a little more. But ultimately, we're like the woman at the well. We keep coming back. And even though we accuse Jesus, hey, you don't have what it takes, just like the first reading, you bring us out here to starve us to death, God? You make big promises, but it ain't working. You're not delivering. You don't have the bucket you need to give me what I'm looking for. How can you do this? There's a cycle. This is for our adults once again. There's symbolism and importance in Jesus being the seventh spouse, right? It echoes the seventh day, the day of rest, the day of fulfillment, when finally all work is done. The slave doesn't have a Sabbath. They work 6 days and they kill themselves, and then they finally get to a day, so they gotta work on the day off, right? And then it starts all over again. And as much as they work, as much as they strive, as much as they're trying to protect and feed and cover their bases, it's like it never ends. It's just this flat. There's never a time where we can sit down and just like wish someone would take care of me. You ever feel that? Like we need an eighth day. We need a seventh day that then lasts forever. We need a rest. We need someone who loves and takes care of us. That's what the Lord does for us on the Sabbath. On this Sunday, he wants us to organize our life around him. We say, hey, I trust you to satisfy me, protect me, provide for me, make me safe. And not only in this life, this Sabbath, seventh day, but into the eighth day of all eternity. So everyone is thirsty, right? Everyone needs help. Kids know it. Sometimes as adults, we need to be reminded. Blessed are the ones, like children, who know they need help and go to their parent who can provide it, ultimately to God the Father. Jesus stands at the well. He stands at the altar tonight and today, and he says to all of us, come to me. Come to me. Let me provide for you living water that will well up within you on a daily, regular basis to satisfy your hearts. Come under my mantle, under my tent, and I will satisfy you and protect you. Amen.